WildTalkRadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
Which is this Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. on the West Coast, on ESPN2 for the first hour, and on the ESPN app on the Unlimited plan. Pretty solid build tonight on Monday Night Raw. This is Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG12, though chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming, it's not Twitch Prime, it's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen to subscribe for free, or just hit it in general to support the channel. We greatly appreciate it. You can use credit code ROCKINSOCK in the Fortnite or Lindsay Ward in the Fortnite item shop. Buy Star Wars, because it's everywhere, because it is Star Wars Day. We are hashtag Epic Pro. Now the producer, that's Lindsay Ward.
We are on the road to Backlash. My God, we were just done with WrestleMania, and now we're going to Backlash, everybody. Let's go.
We are indeed headed to Backlash. But we have some in-ring action to get into before we get into the meats and potatoes of what will be headed for Backlash and other shows going forward, including Finn Balor taking on JD McDonagh. Before we got to the match, we had a meeting in the clubhouse. Liv was talking to Roxanne and then crew, and Liv asked why Balor was in the clubhouse last week and why she had to watch Netflix to find out about it. Roxanne said she made it clear to Balor to leave and never come back, and Liv made Roxanne promise that she won't keep secrets from the Judgment Day family. Dum dum dum. And then led to Finn and JD, which was pretty good match between the two. You had Judgment Day at ringside with some help from the Judgment Day, Lindsay. JD McDonagh got the win.
I mean, I like the drama, like, especially afterwards, where Roxanne was very slow to get in the ring, and she was very slow. She was just kind of keeping her eye on Finn. And, well, I think something might be afoot with Roxanne. We don't know. But she seems like she might be playing a little game on all of them. Just a tad. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit on that one.
But, like, I think my favorite thing, and I love it when they do this, because it makes complete sense in 2026, and even earlier, to do this. Which is, hey, I watched the show back last week, because it's a broadcast, and you can watch it back. Why the hell was Finn Balor here? It's kind of that same thing of, oh, hey, I was watching you on the screen earlier. What the hell is going on? Like, it's that little continuity thing that's really, really nice when they do that. Because, again, it makes complete sense that either on the internet or on Twitter or somewhere that Liv would see that and she would be like, what the fuck? you know, like, what's going on? And to call Roxanne on the carpet in front of God and everybody is a great way to do that. So I really liked the continuity choice that they made there to do that. And also just the very subtle acting done by Roxanne to sort of be like, well, is she or isn't she? What's really going on here? And the answer is, we don't know.
We don't know, but what we do know is later they were interviewed by Jackie Redmond and Raquel Rodriguez challenged Paige and Brie Bell to come to Raw and face her and Roxanne. Bayley and Lyra took issue with then one of the fight the Judgment Day, and Liv brought out how families help each other win, and well, she said Bayley and Lyra should try that and called them losers. Because last week there was some little help from Liv that allowed Judgment Day again to beat Bayley and Lyra.
I will say, again, like, I know they're going to keep doing it until the group inevitably breaks up in 20 years when it's Liv and whoever's kids. But, excuse me, I'm very tired of the cheating. Like, I get they're a heel group. I understand they're a heel group. Like, but all they do is cheat and they never see their comeuppance. It's kind of like, this is sort of bullshit. This is sort of boring. Just have them do something else. I don't care what you have them do, but have them do something else.
So it was time for the Oba Femi Open Challenge. And out came Akira Tozawa.
When I tell you I laughed and cried at the same time, I was like, oh my god, no. Honey, no.
Akira Tozawa had second thoughts as he entered
as
the ring.
Should. As he fucking should.
And then Otis appeared and decided to get in the ring and face off against Oba Femi. And these two big, beefy men slap some meat for a couple minutes. And on a gigantic fall from grace, and Oba wins. Exactly what this should have been.
I mean, you wouldn't expect anything less. And that's the thing. Like, Oba should win. No offense to Tozawa. No offense to Otis. No offense to Maxine. And honestly, for a second, I forgot they were a group. I thought that they had kind of split them off and had them go their separate ways, especially with Maxine's sort of solo run, but apparently not. But like, Oba should win. There shouldn't even be a question. It shouldn't even be a thought of Oba losing at this stage. Like, Oba should just destroy people. That's it.
And that's he should what just he's destroy people. He's going to do that every single. Which is good. There was a pre-taped video interview sit down between Asuka and Io. Very well done. It ended with the mist being shot in the face of Io Sky.
That was some good shit. I'm sorry. Like, Asuka sitting there with that juice pretty much in her mouth the entire time that they're doing this, and she showed up just to do that. That's some badass shit right there. I liked it. I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
Because it just, it kind of almost reminded me of a viper just waiting to strike. And she's just luring Io in. And Io should know better. Like, Io should know way better with Asuka. But she, for whatever reason, she agreed to do it. And yeah, this was really, really great. I love the viciousness that's coming back into Asuka's character. Because I think she kind of lost it for a little while. And now it's back. And it's really good.
Backstage, Jackie Redmond was interviewing the original El Grande Americano, along with his friends, the Los Hermanos Americanos.
I almost sent you a message. And I was like, did they replace Baton Dunn?
No, they did not. Like,
and then I was like, wait, no, they're with the other one. There with correct. The other one. Chad got his own cronies.
Julio and Bruto, not to be confused with Julius and Brutus.
I was going to say, it's the Kareem brothers. You could tell it's the Kareem brothers. But I was like, did they get rid of Dunn and Bate? And the answer is no.
No.
They did not. Chad just got his cronies back.
Solid six-man tag with the original El Grande Americano picking up the win.
Very good tag. Yeah. Very enjoyable tag.
So, it was time for Sol Ruka to sign her contract. Adam Pearce brings her out. Congratulates Sol on joining Monday Night Raw. She said it felt good to sign it. Fans were chanting her name. And out came Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch said she thought this was her lot of time for the celebration of her greatness. And Pearce is like, who told you that? Becky's like, it doesn't matter. It was a very reliable source. Ruka asked Becky if she's done Lynch was like, she wasn't done. I was talking about how she's, you know, a best-selling author and all the things. And Soul's like, not everything is about you, Becky. She said she knows who Lynch is and what she's accomplished, but she didn't expect to find out that she's exactly what everyone says she is, which is rude, big-headed bitch. And that's not just her saying it. Everyone is saying it. Becky asked Pierce and the fans if they're going to let Soul talk to her like that, and Soul signed her contract. Well, Becky asks, who is she? I'm Soul Ruka, and if you ever interrupt me again, not only will I kick your ass, I'll snatch your soul. Becky throws the punch, fight for a second. Soul eventually hits the soul snatcher on Becky Lynch. Really good segment.
Shut up and take my money. Just shut up and take my money. Soul Ruka versus Becky Lynch, okay, down. Done. So done. So in for this. But yeah, segment was great. The second Becky came out, I was like, I have no idea what's going on, but I'm sold. Do it. Book it. I want to see it.
Yeah, she kind of slipped, but she got right back up and hit the soul snatcher. It was fine.
Yeah. Like, there was a little snafu, but it was fine. Like, it did not diminish the segment at all.
Ethan Page and Rusev beat Penta and Javon Evans. Another good tag match. Solid stuff.
Very solid stuff. And honestly, I like the pairing that we saw tonight, so yeah, no complaints.
Stuff happened with Bron Breakker, and we'll get to that in a moment, but Logan was talking about Joe Hendry. He wanted to get his hands on him. Heyman says that's why Theory would face Joe Hendry instead, because, you know, it's not the time. So it was Joe Hendry, it was Austin Theory. It ended quickly by a disqualification when Logan Paul got involved. You know, that sets up everything. We'll talk more about what it set up in a second, because we're going to rewind for a moment when Seth Rollins opened up Monday Night Raw. He confronted Roman Reigns to start the show because Roman was pissed, but Jacob's not there yet, so Roman packed off.
Roman had to wait.
He had to wait. So Seth Rollins is coming to the ring. Bron Breakker attacked him from behind. They brawled. Adam Pearce got involved. He speared Rollins multiple times. Rollins was hurt. He's hurting throughout the night. He's been checked up multiple times throughout the night. So we now fast forward back to what was happening. So the Street Profits made the save for Joe Hendry. Bron Breakker came out. He was going for a spear. Seth Rollins returned. They started brawling some more. Rollins was going for the stomp. Montez dove over Seth Rollins and hit Logan in Theory on the floor. Then Bron Breakker speared Seth Rollins one more time. I believe there's one more thing backstage with them. It was with Montez and Angelo, and Montez is like, no one trusts you, Seth.
Fair.
And Seth is like, we're fighting for the same thing. Rollins told Montez to stay out of his way, and he'll stay out of his. Solid stuff.
Very solid stuff. The redemption of Seth Rollins with Bron Breakker. I liked the start of the show. It was a very hot start with Roman. I can't complain over that. Like, Braun beating up Seth, laying out, and then it's just Seth Rollins' very bad night, you know?
Yeah.
It's sort of like, okay, all right, I can get on board with this, you know? Like, I don't have any problems with this. But yeah, all of this was really, really good, really solid, very enjoyed it. We are building to Braun versus Seth very slowly.
Which will take place this Saturday on ESPN2.
Yes, it
sounds
will.
Sounds like it will kick off the show.
I'm down. I won't complain.
Neither will I. Also, John Cena's going to be on the show.
I saw that. That was like the one thing I saw this weekend. I wasn't on Twitter much this weekend, but I didn't see it. And I was like, oh, Mr. Cena's showing up. Okay.
With a historical type announcement.
He's coming out of retirement, y'all. Wait, no, he's getting engaged again.
I thought it was going to be about Club WWE, and it might still be about Club WWE, but they rolled a video package explaining everything that Club WWE is going to have, so I don't think it's that, but it could be. Maybe it's about a Hall of Fame. Who knows? We'll have to see. The Usos talked about Jacob and warned him about fighting Roman Reigns, which led to our main event segment, the contract signing between Roman Reigns and Jacob Fatu. Reigns told Jacob Fatu it wasn't just love, that was a sign of respect as the crowd was acknowledging him. Reigns said he was in WWE, well, Jacob was grinding for 12 years. He was here for 12 plus years, grinding away in WWE. Reigns said Solo Sokoa brought Jacob Fatu. I brought in Solo, which means, and Solo brought you in, which means I brought you in, Jacob. Roman wants respect. He said there should be a code of honor and an honor system amongst their family. He said there should be a system of conduct that they can hang their hats on. And Reigns took issue with the Tongan death grip. That's meant for 3 a.m. at the bar when you're surrounded by 8-on-1. You don't use it on family. You don't use it on your tribal chief. Jacob is like, I'm, desperate. I feel like I have the world against me. He said he feels like he has the back against the world. He has no choice but to take the title and everything it comes with it against from Roman Reigns. He said he'll put a chokehold on the game and squeeze out every dollar and cent the way this company has done to their family for decades. Jacob's like, I'm desperate enough to do anything for this household, even if it means running through his own blood. Roman signs the contract. He said, Jacob, you worry about his house, your own household, but I'm worried about all the households of the family. He said the company wants to hit business with him. He talked about telling Brock Lesnar that this is all his and this is his ring. Reigns said they are all the same blood and are equals in the family, but in this ring, Jacob, you're beneath me. Jacob got pissed. Goes for the Tongan death grip. They fight for a bit. He has it cinched in. Adam Pearce is trying to help. You see the look on which was really good acting, where Roman's like, you see it in his face, like he's pleading just visually with Adam, like, stop this man. Stop this man from doing this. And eventually, Jacob put Roman, dropped him on the table. The table didn't break. And then signed the contract as the fans chanted, Fa-2, Fa-2, to end Monday Night Raw. Good stuff. Very enjoyable.
I like this. I thought this was super good. It's Roman doing to Jacob what he did to Jimmy and kind of sort of making him earn his place a little bit. So I like this.
It's really good.
Roman's going to make Jacob. Let's go.
We shall see. But that was Raw. Good, good. It was a solid go home. They still got SmackDown to iron out whatever's left. But it pushed the Asuka Io match. It pushed Roman and Jacob. It pushed everything it needed to be and set up Becky and Sol for the future. It set up Seth and Braun for Saturday. It did everything it needed to do.
It wasn't the most exciting show that they've ever put on. Like, I will say that, but I have no complaints about how they did it or anything like that. Like, I thought it was solid. I thought it was enjoyable. It was fun. And yeah, they set things up that they needed to set up. So
yeah,
can't be bothered by that.
You see what they're doing for the future. That's all that matters.
Like, here's the thing. They're not going to do like a huge, like hard push for Backlash.
It's a solid show on Saturday and it's going to have 5 good matches. It's all you really can ask for.
That's it.
But for the Raw Push, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We are back live Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern for The Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news. And oh my God, do we have news. We have notes. And we are going to be previewing Backlash. So it's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
CB Radio is live Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. And we'll be back next Sunday. Wrestle Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern and next Monday for the Raw Post Show when Raw ends. We're live to talk all about it. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat if you have Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming. It's not Twitch Prime. It's just Prime. Click the purple button to support the channel for free. You can use creator code ROCKINSOCK or
Lin's M Ward
in the Fortnite Time Shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at LinsWard on SWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/LinsWard. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimmaLinsWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, LinsWard0.
This has been the Raw Post, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for the Mac. And right back here every Monday along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.